Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President-elect Joe Biden is set to formally introduce his national security team to the nation Tuesday, building out a team of Obama administration alumni that signals a shift away from the Trump administration's America First policies and a return to U.S. engagement on the global stage. Biden's event comes a day after the General Services Administration determined President-elect Biden is now eligible for certain resources and access as part of the 1964 law enacted to promote an orderly transition of executive power in the United States. Between now and his January 20th inauguration, Biden will be building out his administration, putting in place staff both to begin carrying out his policy vision when his term begins and to be able to immediately handle the national security aspects of the job. The transition team gained access to government internet domain and email, quickly launching buildbackbetter.gov. President Trump, who refused to concede the election, said on Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up the fight. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region as a government set deadline for regional forces to surrender approaches. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has given the Tigray People's Liberation Front until Wednesday to surrender or face a military assault on the city of Mekelle. The United Nations said Monday that more than 330,000 people so far have fled Tigray for neighboring Sudan. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Australian airline company Qantas says it will require international travelers in the future to prove they have been vaccinated with COVID-19 in order to fly, as another pharmaceutical company announces progress in creating a potential vaccine to fight the coronavirus. The comments come as AstraZeneca said Monday that the clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine in Britain and Brazil have shown it is highly effective in preventing COVID-19 without hospitalizations or severe cases of the disease in any of the trial's volunteers. The United States continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases, followed by India with more than 9 million infections and Brazil with 6 million. The virus has claimed nearly 1.4 million lives so far. More than 250,000 of those deaths occurred here in the United States. Iranian forces continuing to expand their military presence in parts of eastern Syria, a move analysts say that could undermine U.S.-led efforts in the fight against the remnants of the Islamic State terror group. State authorities in Brazil announced on Monday that they started the clinical studies for the Chinese-made coronavac vaccine. The study has reached the minimum number of volunteers who tested positive for COVID-19, and now they are able to check if the infected were those who received the vaccine or the placebo, which will determine its efficacy. CoronaVac is a partnership between the Sao Paulo State Institute for Biological Research in Butantan and the Chinese company Sinovac, and has been widely tested in Brazil. A day earlier, the federal government signed a letter of intent to purchase 5 COVID-19 vaccines without including the CoronaVac. A landslide in Colombia struck a bar, killing 7 people, injuring more than a dozen others, in addition to those already confirmed dead or injured. Local media reports say more than 15 other people may be missing. China successfully launched an unmanned spacecraft to the moon early Tuesday, local time, to land, gather soil and rock samples, and return to the Earth. The robotic spacecraft will seek to collect material that can help scientists understand more about the moon's origins and formation. If successful, it would be the first any nation to retrieve samples from the lunar surface since the 1970s, a third nation after the U.S. and China retrieved samples. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.